Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. Frangipan, it's a funny-sounding word for a cement-like layer found in some soils, perhaps up to 4 million acres in Kentucky. Frangipan soils are acidic, and plant roots have trouble tapping into available water, especially during dry spells. John Grove is a professor of soil science at UK, and he and colleagues have initiated research that would, in essence, move the frangipan to a lower depth.
We estimate if we can make this research work, we would make probably somewhere between 1 and 2 million acres of soils in the state of Kentucky a bit more valuable.
To increase crop yields on frangipan, they'll be adding amendments to byproducts, poultry litter, and a gypsum-type material, a byproduct of utility plant scrubbers.
And we can use that in agriculture to, again, do some good things. It's a good source of calcium, it's a good source of sulfur, and we're hopeful in a situation like this we can have an impact on the frangipan or maybe the acid zone just above the frangipan.
He says this is basic research and will take some time, but he believes there's potential.
Well, we're trying to understand whether there's something we could do at the surface that would move through the soil and change the frangipan, making it more brittle, making it break up a little bit so the roots could penetrate deeper and extract water from deeper in the profile.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals. At Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
UK soils professor John Grove says their first year of frangipan field trials at their Princeton location did show some soil improvement, and other studies indicate potential as well.
There is some evidence from a couple of other observations that particularly the poultry litter might have some benefit on the frangipan, and then the gypsum would help out by getting at some of that acidity problem.
Last year's work at Princeton showed yield improvement of 2 bushels per acre, but that was last year during dry, stressful conditions, so there may be room for improvement. And Grove wanted to give a shout-out to some groups making this research possible.
A big chunk of the funding has come from the Kentucky Soybean Board. Some of the other support for some of the work of Dr. Murdoch and Carathanasis and Matoka and myself has also come from the Kentucky Small Grain Association and from the Kentucky Corn Growers.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.